Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
I'm going to start with the Irish Examiner, and the budget is the lead on the Irish Examiner. Planned €12 rise to social welfare at risk. The Department of Social Protection told to go back to the drawing board, according to the paper. Proposed increases of up to €12 in core social welfare rates are now in jeopardy after the Department of Social Protection told the officials to go back on its budget demands. Social Protection Minister Derek O'Leary has been told by Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers that he's asking for too much money in Budget 2026. The Irish Examiner understands Mr. Chambers informed Mr. O'Leary during a bilateral meeting that the budget package he was seeking is too large and not in line with what was agreed in the summer economic statement. A government source has warned that a suggested €12 increase in social welfare could now be at risk, and the overall size of the social protection budget is still under negotiation, and it'll ultimately be a sums game to decide what measures can be taken. That's according to the lead story there on the front of the Irish Examiner. The front page of the Irish Independent, it goes with a budget story as well. This time they're focusing on the fuel allowance, plan for fuel allowance hike of €200 in the budget. Fuel allowance will rise by about €200 in the budget to help pensioners and people with disabilities to cope with energy bills. As Taoiseach Simon Harris said, energy companies may be gouging customers. The Irish Independent can reveal the working family payment will also increase to tackle child poverty. The budget is set to focus on targeted measures rather than universal payments to deal with the cost of living crisis. So plenty of budget speculation in the papers, and there'll be plenty more of that in the run-up to the budget on October the 7th. The Irish Times, it leads with state open to using deportation hubs, says O'Callaghan. The government would be open to sending unsuccessful asylum seekers to sites located outside the EU's borders while deportation to their home countries is arranged, according to the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan. The controversial proposal to transfer failed applicants to so-called deportation hubs was not something Ireland should rule out at this stage, the Fianna Fáil TD said. And a large number of national governments are pushing for firmer EU rules around deportation as part of a recent shift to the right on migration policy. And proposals being debated in Brussels include new union-wide deportation orders, which any of the bloc's 27 states could enforce, as well as greenlighting the idea of deportation or return hubs. And of course, earlier in the week, there was the report that a flight, another deportation flight, this time to Pakistan with 24 men on board, was left Ireland during the week and arrived in Islamabad. The other story that catches my eye there over on the front of the Irish Times, Gaza flotilla fears violent attacks in next 48 hours. Organisers of a flotilla of boats attempting to break Israel's national blockade of Gaza by bringing in humanitarian supplies are expecting imminent further violent attacks. Irish citizens are among about 500 people travelling with the global summit flotilla of 50 boats, which was due to be joined by Italian and Spanish naval vessels after organisers appealed for assistance following nighttime drone attacks in the Mediterranean. And I know some of the other papers are reporting that some TDs here are calling for the Irish Defence Forces to go over as well and join in the protection effort. The Irish Daily Mail, it leads with, it's the only paper actually leading with the presidential election today. Connolly likens Germany's arms spend to the 1930s. Presidential hopeful also says America is an imperial power when asked about Berlin's fear of Russia, is the lead on the Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Daily Star, it has a story kind of talking about the disappearance of Daniel Arabose, and that's also a story that features on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. The Herald, it leads with the death in Spain of an Irish woman. The Spanish police are investigating the death of an Irish woman in Spain. It's understood the deceased, Catherine Cat Peckham, was 66, who was born in Cork, had been living in Spain for some time. So a horror death in holiday resort is the lead on the Herald. A change of tone for the Irish Sun. It's shock as DWTS Lorraine quits. It's time for me to... Tango is the headline there from the chief Dancing with the Stars judge Lorraine Barry last night announced She has quit the hit RTE show, The Dance Champ 60, said it was the right time to say goodbye after a tough year in which she lost her ex-husband and mum. DWTS boss Larry Bass said, admitted he didn't know this was coming. So that's the headline on the Irish Sun. I just talked a quick headline from Britain Daily Express. Schools should ban phones to protect nation's pupils. That's British pupils, of course. Schools should ban smartphones to protect pupils from bullying and porn. And that's the Tories, the Conservative Party, calling for that last night. So inside the papers, other stories that caught my eye. Study children at risk on Instagram inside the Irish Examiner. This new safety tool is woefully ineffective, according to research. Children and teenagers are still at risk from online harm on Instagram, despite the rollout of woefully ineffective safety tools. According to research led by a Meta whistleblower, 2/3 of new safety tools on Instagram were found to be ineffective, according to the comprehensive review led by a former senior engineer who testified against the company before the US Congress. Meta owns and operates several prominent social media platforms and communication services that also include Facebook, WhatsApp, Messenger and Threads. Another story in the Irish Examiner and Trump-related, bearing in mind the news overnight about the 100% tariffs in certain circumstances on pharma imports to the US. Trump, US and Ireland will work closely on fair trade, and where these comments were made by the US President when he made the comments in a letter to the government to mark the opening of the new Irish Embassy in Washington. It's relocated to Pennsylvania Avenue, stone's throw from the White House. He said, "I send my best wishes to all those gathered at 1700 Pennsylvania Avenue to celebrate the official opening of the new Embassy of Ireland." And then he also talked about the continued working closely with the country to strengthen our time-honoured relationship, especially by advancing fair trade policies and investment opportunities. So interesting to see how the relationship keeps on developing. Another American type story in the Irish Times. We know there's a lot of Americans in town this weekend for a big football match, but it turns out that there's a surge in US students applying for Trinity. Trinity College Dublin has seen a huge increase in the numbers of US students applying to study at the university since Donald Trump returned to the White House. Provost Linda Doyle has said Trinity has seen a 13% rise in undergraduate applications from the US and a 6% increase in acceptances at the end of August, a spokeswoman for the university said. An interesting story caught my eye in the Irish Independent, page 7. And really, if this keeps up, we'll need to mortgage to pay it. 3 generations on cost of health cover. And the Sarah O'Mahony report on the soaring premiums are forcing some families to rethink their budgets and insurance needs. And she interviews 3 different generations of people who are cutting back or trying to change the way they get their health cover because the premiums are so sky high. And I know I had to ring my own and get to negotiate a different deal and just said, "This is all I have. That's the only money I can afford," and therefore fit a plan around it. And that's what really you have to do. And then finally, a story in the Irish Daily Mail. Babies living with a pet dog have half the risk of developing asthma. Children who grow up with a pet dog are half as likely to develop asthma, but having a cat makes no difference, according to a study. And researchers analysed dust samples from the homes of 10,050 babies and agreed an age 3 to 4 months and tracked them until they were 5 years old.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.